Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Revelation chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. Jesus is speaking. To the angel of the church in Ephesus write, the one who holds the seven stars in his right hand, the one who walks among the seven golden lampstands, says this, I know your deeds and your toil and perseverance, and that you cannot tolerate evil men, and you put to the test those who call themselves apostles, and they are not, and you found them to be false. And you have perseverance and have endured for my name's sake, and have not grown weary. But I have this against you, that you have left your first love. Therefore, remember from where you have fallen, and repent and do the deeds you did at first, or else I am coming to you and will remove your lampstand out of its place, unless you repent. Yet this you do have, that you hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will grant to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God.
Ephesus was the home of a tremendous ministry. Despite persecution, the church planted by Paul endured, spread the gospel, and was quick to challenge false prophets. But 30 years after Paul left, John's revelation included a stern warning for those believers. Imagine how the words of Revelation 2 must have struck the Ephesian church members. After complimenting their service to the gospel, Christ said, "But I have this against you." The Lord warned them that they had left their first love, and their work was being done with wrong motives. Christ called the Ephesians to remember their love for Him and their delight in His salvation. The commendable things that we do count for little unless they stem from a vibrant, personal connection with God. Our work likely won't be effective or fruitful unless He is in it. In fact, God is more interested in our personal relationship with Him than anything else. He desires to be the satisfaction and delight of His children, those of us who are His followers, so that our service is a result of loving devotion. The Lord is satisfied when our service is motivated by love for Him. Ask God to help you return to your first love and serve Him with joy and gladness.